This is Senator Al Simpson. The unemployment rate has fallen to the lowest level in nearly 14 years. But you can bet a buck Ted Kennedy will find a cloud in this silver lining. We'll face off in a moment. Well, Ted, the employment news is so good, even you can't dispute it. In the first 4 months of 1988, over 1 million new jobs have been created in the United States. Factory employment increased by 45,000 jobs in April alone. A larger proportion of our working-age population is employed now than ever before. So where's the cloud? Youth unemployment is unacceptably high at almost 16%. And here's where you come in, Ted. Because your proposal to raise the minimum wage will make the situation so much worse. Even Congress's own highly respected CBO agrees with that. Ronald Reagan's economic policies create meaningful jobs, not just make-work jobs, and give us a sound economy.
Al, all those Reagan economic policies sure haven't created a sound economy. We're talking about the biggest budget deficits in the history of the Republic, farm policies that have bankrupted farm families, interest rates heading back up again, poverty going up, vast trade deficits that have exported millions of jobs overseas and cost America its preeminent role in the world economy, runaway military spending for MX missiles on railroad cars, and Star Wars in outer space. The real reason for declining unemployment is demographics, not Reaganomics. Actually, Al, more jobs were created every year under Nixon, Ford, and Carter than under Reagan. But since the overall population isn't growing as rapidly today, it takes fewer new jobs to bring unemployment down. Keep talking about unemployment, Al. With the flawed record of Reaganomics, 1988 is going to mean unemployment for someone we all know, George Bush. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.